last year we learned the Gemara that the Bavli Talmud Torah Leitz Har Sameis. So I still don't understand this. Why it's more important to go out with the mace than for me to be learning this morning. I don't know. You understand? Why is it more important? This morning I would have given a shiur for an hour in the shul, for an hour here, and in between I was also supposed to be somewhere, and then, so all that learning was off because somebody had to be buried. So it's a mace mitzvah, I understand. But I have to do it, as I'll say, without telling the Torah, it's a sameis. But somebody can explain to me. I really don't understand why. But Sracha says it's 600,000 people. If they say that, let's turn this number on. So I don't know. But one of the reasons I didn't want to miss is because the beginning of this man, it's El. So I didn't want people saying, oh, no shiur today. Oh, I can have a longer lunch today. And some people think it, but you can't help what you think. But at least people shouldn't say it. So I don't know if it's naive or not. But. All right. Anyway, it's a shvera chazal. I mean, it's a good chazal. It's just a shvera to us to understand why. But okay. All right. We want to learn today the Ran. I guess everyone had a chance to look at the Ran. And the Ran is basically going into Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said, the Rif quoted Yerushalmi. It's not the practice of the Rif to always quote Yerushalmi. It's obviously he's passing like this Yerushalmi. That hada the tema b'shtar she'im b'shava pruta. Avol yesh b'shava pruta kesef. So two chidush. One chidush is that a shtar she'im b'shava pruta is a good shtar. Kiddush shtar, the shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta. That's good. Second chiddush is that if it would be worth a shava pruta, then it would work out kedushay kesef. Then it would work out kesef, and really in lumdis, the second chiddush is the bigger chiddush of the two. It would work as kesef as well. Okay. Besides the kiddush shtar, it could work out kiddush kesef. All right. So let's see first. First, let's see what the Ran says. And then we'll try to understand what the chiddush is and why it's a good chiddush. Bishtar menolon Yerushalmi, that Ran, Ibrahim Maslam Bishtar. Hey, Dia Rifzal, Balachis, Hadad Tem Bishtar Shem Bishav Pruta, Abel Yesh Bishav Pruta Kesetu. Lo Yodati Lo Mehidiyas. Correct the Ran. I don't understand Lo Mehidiyas. Why does the Rif bring this Yerushalmi? Now we said there are a few chiddushim in the Yerushalmi, so let's see. Im lelamed the bishtar loy boi shava pruta. If the Rif's kavan is to teach us the din that a shtar doesn't need a shava pruta, frak the Iran. Subi adenu himi abrais ashniya b'gemara. We know that from a gemara and avtes kasav lala nayar elacheres avshem b'shava pruta. V'rava amar avnach minami amar hachi v'evia Rif zabel chaysav. So that's right away. That can't be the chiddush. The chiddush can't be less than a pruta, because less than a pruta is a gemara lighter. Vim loyman. So maybe he's coming to tell us something else. Dimeha yalfinan my daminan has. Maybe he wants to tell us that this is the chiddush. This is the makar for yena gemara. That gemara says pachas mishava pruta is good. What's the makar? So the Rif wants to bring a makar. So he brings Yerushalmi, which teaches us the svar. So this is the chiddush. The Ran says certainly the paper of the shtar you have to give a woman even by kedusha shtar. If you tell a woman I want to give you a get and the paper of the get is mine, it's not a get. Kedisa perikah maybe tinyan the second perikah maybe. So the Kaimala, the Hakaimalon, the Perik, Hamebi Tinyan, the Kasva Elise Arna, Kosher, Avshaki Dushinami, Afisha and Shabbat Prusa. So what's the Chiddush? Says the Chiddush can't be, it's less than a Prusa. The Chiddush can't be that the reason it's less than a Prusa is because of this, because that's also Pasha. So what's the Chiddush? The Evsher Mishum, the Matsinu Lameimer. I would have thought to make a Chiddush. I would think to say get and shtar are different. The Bal Karcha. What's this last line? Again, the Efsher, the Mishum, the Matzino Lameimer, the Isha. We could have said Kiddushin is different than get. By an Isha, Ganayu Lashe Tiknas Asim B'Shtar Shem B'Shem B'Shem. By a Isha, I would have thought Shtar needs a Pruta because of the Svar of Ganayula. Hashem, Laimer came to get the Bal Karcha, Mishamachim was the Maimer, Haikadine, Vaikadine, Hayadavat Sarach Laimer. That's his first Terence, he's saying. What's the first Terence? What's the Chiddush here? I would have thought, in Svara, I would have thought to be Mechal between Gitne Kedushin, to say Haikadine, Vaikadine. That by Gittin, which is Bal Karcha, she has to accept it even with less than a Pruta. And by Kedushin, which is not Bal Karcha, she has a choice. Okay, so that's a Chiddush right away in the Ran, which we're not going to spend time on today, that even though a Makish of Ayali Yitzia, usually a Hekish is a complete Hekish. But the Ran says, you could say, Haikadineh, the Haikadineh. I'll be Makish it, and nevertheless, this has its din, and this has its din. Okay, normally we have a rule that ain't hekesh l'mechza. Usually a hekesh is a complete hekesh. We see from the Ran that there's such a svar of haikadinei v'haikadinei.
In our opinion,
WWE has delusions
that
she should
have had
it when it's not different. So it's different. I mean, maybe it's still not. So you're saying it's not a chiddush? Okay, we will once argue if it's a chiddush or not, but I want to put it aside for today. Pointing out to you what it says in the Ran. Ordinarily, Shekasvay lelameid lemekadesh bishtar upasal medin shtar. Here's the chiddush lahalacha of this Ran. You mekadesh a woman with a shtar and it's pasal medin shtar because then she doesn't shloy lishma. Sheimu shava pruta mahani bidin kesef. What's he say? You go to a chasen and the chasen didn't get a ring. So he said, okay, he has no ring, so we'll do Kiddush Shtar. So take out a piece of paper, and they write on the Shtar, Hare Yad, Vokadesh Asli, Bishtar Zeh, that's Moshe Yisrael, and they give it to the Chasim, and the Chasim gives it to the Kala to be Makadish. And then it turns out that the Shtar was possible, whatever reason, it wasn't written properly, it wasn't written with Shema, it had the wrong Nusach, whatever it was. So the Chiddush is Mukadesh with Kesef. Now is that a Chiddush? Is that a chiddush?
Yeah.
You want the mechadish shtar?
With
the shtar, not with money.
You know that's
for the kesef. So the Ran is telling me, with the rift around the Shami is telling me, that even though your intentions were for kedusha shtar, nevertheless it works the Torah's kesef. Now this chiddush is something that Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about in numerous places, about Mitzian Daf Yud and his Pirush in the Gemara, and about four or five different tshuvas. It's known in the Yeshiva Welt as Kinyan Mayel, the Kinyan Sheinah Mayel, Mayel with Ayin, member of Ayin Yudlan. Kinyan Mayel, a Kinyan that works, the Kinyan Sheinah Mayel. Shaila is, if someone does two Kinyan simultaneously, his kavana is for one kinyan, and not for the other. The one he's mechaven for doesn't work. It's a kinyan she'ena mayel. It's a kinyan that does not work. And he is mechaven for the kinyan she'ena mayel. At the same time, he's doing a kinyan hamayel. He's also doing a kinyan that works. But his kavana is for the kinyan she'ena mayel. Do we say that he's kinyan? We say is kind of the typical case which Rabbi Kivega brings is the Gemara in Bav Metzia. Somebody sees a Metzia out on the sidewalk. Naveda, he sees on the sidewalk and he wants to be kind of it. So he runs over to it and he falls on top, he lays on top of it to be kind of it. In case there is that it's, let's say, many coins, he can't pick them all up, other people are going to grab it. So he lies down on the floor and he lies down right on top of all these coins and says, I'm kind of it now by lying on it. Could you be kind of something with lying on it? No such thing. However, the halacha is that b'tzidei rishus harabim, dalet amis is kind. The sidewalk, you could be kind of with dalet amis. So really, he could have been kind of, because he was the first one within dalet amis of those points. So if he had been alamdin and he knew that you could be kind of with dalet amis, he would have run over and he would have said, I'm kind of with dalet amis. That would be his. But he didn't know that you could be kind of with dalet amis. And a kinyan needs kavan. All kinyanim, except for kinyan chatzar, need kavan. Every kinyan, if you don't know that you're being kind of something, you're not kind of. So, if you're not having a mind to be kind of with a kinyan of dalet amis, you're having a mind to be kind of with nefila, does it work or doesn't it work? Now, if you hold kinyan mayo, kinyan shayna mayo works, so then you're kind of it, even though you fell on top of it, you still be kind of it. If you hold kinyan mayo, kinyan shayna mayo, doesn't work, then you're not kind of it, because lamaisa, falling is not a kavana, and you aren't, you have a mind to be kind of with dalet amis. So what's the din? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia, I believe it's Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Lashon HaGemara is Kivan Denafel Goli Daite Dibinefila Nichalai Delikni. The Dalet Amis Lai Nichalai Delikni. Gemara says it doesn't work. Kivan Denafel Goli Daite, since he fell on top of it, he showed his doubts. To be nefila nichalei delikni, that he wants to be kind of it by falling on top of it. But dalet amis loy nichalei delikni, he doesn't have a mind to be kind of it with dalet amis. Zetman the feresh from the Gemara l'chayra, that this kinyan mayo kinyan shayna mayo does not work. That you're not kind of. However, Muki Yosef says on that Gemara that the reason it doesn't work is because dalet amis is a kinyan derabbanan. It's min haTorah. There's no such kinyan as dalet amis. And since kinyan dalet amis is a takana derabbanan, so if a person says my nichali b'takana derabbanan, the person says I don't want this takana derabbanan, so it doesn't work. Muki Yosef says the reason it doesn't work in Yenna Gemara is only because dalet amis is a kinyan derabbanan, and a person who says lo nichali v'takanta derabbanan, so the rabbanan didn't make takana for him. So let's hop cuff. So what comes out? What do we see from the Muki Yosef? What do we see from the Muki Yosef? See from this Muki Yosef that min haTorah it would work. So Muki Yosef has to tell us, you know why it doesn't work? The Tekanta Drabbanan. And a person has the power to say, like Yichli, the Tekanta Drabbanan. Vice dice, if it would be a regular Kinyan Deraisa, it wouldn't be a Kinyan Drabbanan. So Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shayna Mayel would work. Now this is Rabbi Kivega's Chiddush in a nutshell. He says it in many Chuvas, in many cases. But this is a Chiddush in a nutshell. That Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shayna Mayel works. Generally, it works. If you have in mind for a kinyan she'ein amayo, and at the same time you're doing a kinyan amayo, it works. Although, in the Gemara's case, when you fall on the coins, there it does not work. There it's a kinyan mayo, kinyan she'ein amayo, does not work, but there is a reason it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work in the Gemara is because, like Muki Yosef says, it's that the Kanta Drabana. And that the Kanta Drabbanan is different. So this is Rabbi Kivega's value.
Is that not to mean that the other Kinyan and Nariel Kinyan, like Kedushin, both start and both get from the Kinyan? You're trying to do a real Kinyan, but it doesn't work. I'm thinking by Volunteer, pulling on it is not a Kinyan at all. I'm just wondering if it's not.
Well, that would depend on what the Svara of this Rabbi Kivega is. we have to do is start to understand Svara. So far, I didn't tell any Svara. All we did is talk about a riot. We didn't talk about why it should work, why it shouldn't work. Once you get that out, we can get to what you're saying. Okay. But, yes. He didn't verbally say it. Well, Goli Daite, Losha Gemara is, Goli Daite, the Benefilo Nichalai, the Lekni Vidal Amis Loi Nichalai. Maybe he didn't know. So, what do we see from that? We see that if the person doesn't know it's a Kenyan, that's also Loi Nichalai, but the Kanta Durabanan. That Loi Nichalai, but the Kanta Durabanan, when he doesn't know. He's certainly in an Ansadi that if he would notice Dalai Amis, he'd be happy with Dalai Amis, that's for sure. And by Daraisa, we would say that. If Dalai Amis would be a king of Daraisa, we would say that. But we're saying here, since that's kind of Drabbanan, so how do we have to understand the right? If I say the Ran is understanding that you're not kind of Dalai Amis, unless you have, Rabbanan only gave you the Dalai Amis if you have knowledge that you're kind of the Dalai Amis. You're kind of Dalai Amis, but see, they wish to serve him only with knowledge of it. That's what the kind of the Rabbanan. Not without. If you throw a get in the simta within Dalai Amis of an Ishish, if it's closer to her than to you. She doesn't want to get. Okay, so get, the woman is kind of get, Bakar. And, what? She has to be there. The question of whether it would work with King Dalai Amis depends on two ways on King Dalai Amis. Is it King Chatzor or is it a new king? Is it Rabban Dick or King Chatzor? But, probably it would work.
Because he wants some coffee, yeah, he wants some.
So what are we saying? We're saying, again, the Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shein Mayo works, except by Kinyan Dalai Amis, which is a Kinyan Rabbana. Whatever the Svara, we have to work out the Svara there, whatever reason, the Kinyan, but Lamaisa, the Kinyan says it works, and it's always confusing, so when we come back to remember it, I think most people remember Rabbi Kinyan, they remember the Gemara's case. And they remember Rabbi Kinyan says it works. Then you open the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says it doesn't work. But Rabbi Kivager's point is that to stop in Dr. Mara's case, that it doesn't. This Rishalmi is a raya to Rabbi Kivager or against Rabbi Kivager? To Rabbi Kivager. Is it right to Rabbi Kivager? Is it right to Rabbi Kivager? Rishalmi? I'm asking. Is it right to Rabbi Kivager? Why not? Might as well be a raya and not going to cash in, right? Why is it a raya? What do we see from the Yerushalmi? You see, if he has a mind for the key shtar, and shtar doesn't work, let's say it's less than a pruta, it works for teres, I'm sorry, let's say if it's more than a pruta, it's less than a pruta, more than a pruta, it doesn't work for teres shtar, because it's a shtar posel, like the Shalei Lishma, like the Ran says. So it still works, but Teres Kesef. So we see L'chaira from this Yerushalmi, Araya to Rabbi Kivager, that Kenya Mayel, Kenya Shana Mayel works. Problem. The problem is this last line of the Ran, which I did not yet read to you. The last line before Tana Rabbanan. Mahani Bedin Kesef. Why? Look at the Ran says, the Bikidushe Shtar Datayu Nami Yanayar. You know why it works? It works because by Kidushe Shtar, the woman's das is also on the paper. She's also interested in getting the paper. She's itself a chiddush. Lady gets a shtar, she's interested in the paper. Okay. But so she gets a Kidushe Shtar. She's happy in getting the paper, which is worth a pruta. So Datayu Nami Yanayar. Both of their das, Datayu, both, the man and the woman, besides King Yishtar, their das is on the Nile. Why, let's go, according to Rabbi Kivager, why do you need those three words? The Dush Yishtar, Datayu, Nami. But who cares if your das is on it? Can you mayo? Can you shayne mayo? It works. Even if it's not tatayo anayo.
This is not a tatayo. This is the key that requires it. Without the das, there is no kedusha.
Every kinyan doesn't work without das. It's so except the kinyan chatzar, every kinyan needs das. So, well, what's with these words? The kedusha, ishtar, tatayo nami anayo. It's arrived from daf mem ches. It's just a shalosh. By every shtar, we're saying that tayo shtar anayo. Well, what's Rabbi Kidegi's side? Rabbi Kidegi's side was you don't need that tayo anayo. You don't need the shavdas for anything. What's that Rabbi Kidegi saying? If you do a kinyan mayel and a kinyan shayna mayel simultaneously, you do them both at the same time, and you had no das for it, it works. That's what Kinegas
finished.
Well, she accepted the shtar, but she thought she's accepting the shtar because it's Kedusha shtar. So she took the shtar. She has to be kind of the shtar. Even on Kedusha shtar, she has to be kind of it. She's not kind of it. It's nothing. So she was kainit because she thought that she could do kadeshes with the shtar. Yeah. We could have said, women don't really care about the paper, all they care about the kinyan shtar. But the Ran, no. Datayu nami anayo. And if it wouldn't be datayu anayo, what would be?
Here, they want to be any possible way. She can be Kedusha if she wants to be Kedusha or not. She looked at it any way possible. But you need stomach in it, and we kind of working on getting some money without that. Here, you need to doubt in every possible scenario.
Let's say I'm buying a field from you. I'm buying a field, and I say, let's do Kinyan Shtar. So we write up a Shtar. You see, it can work by a field. By a field, it's the other way. The one who gets the Shtar is the buyer, not the seller. But by Kedushin, it works that you give the shtar to the woman who's selling. By a field, you give it to the one who's kainah. So it's not a good example. So I'll be a good example. This is some of the king of shtar. It's not that taiwa shtar. I mean, I don't feel bad that this is shver, because the kiveg is the kasha. The kiveg himself is bothered by this kasha. That what is the rat? Yerushalmi would be a riot to Rabbi Kiveg. Yerushalmi itself is fine. The problem is the rat and the Gemara Memches, which the rat is based on. Rabbi Kiveg asks that if Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shayna Mayo works, you shouldn't need that Taiwa Naya. But the paper has some inherent value. Okay, and when you're giving it, and when you're giving the shtar, when you're handing over the shtar, when you're writing it, let's say Rosh Hashanah. Now you're handing the shtar over to the isha. When you hand over the shtar, you have in mind, and she has in mind, I want to marry you, be kedusha shtar. Fine, no problem. But now we find shtar shalei lishma, so we say, does it work out kesef? I would have said, of course it works off kesef. Can you mail to Shaina Mayo? It works off kesef.
So
Dr. Rand, no, because Daitaya Dataiwa Nayo. She's thinking, you know, I'm happy to get the paper that's worth the proof. Who needs that she's happy to get a piece of paper?
Because you might think she might be insulted by it. She won't want to accept it. Because when you give your shtar, and you find out what shtar was one thing was small, so it wasn't even for her. So the old folks won't want to accept it. Therefore she says Dataiya on the eye. So it's a paper.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Kiveger asks three kashas. First, let me just tell you the case. There's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger, which I had a few copies of, which some of you saw. It's a Maisa Shahaya, and it has, tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger has a number of parts to it. The story that happened, those of you who saw already, some people were in a Leitzanistic mood, and they took a fellow, apparently very gullible, unmarried person. And they told him, you know what? We have a woman who's ready to marry you. I said, really? He said, yeah, let's go make the chasna. They set up a chuppah, and they had this woman put on some white dress of some sort. And it was all a joke. They were all doing it to make chazik of him. And it must have been Adar time. And they marched him down the aisle with candles, and they gave him a ring, and it seems they didn't have a real ring, so they took a cheap ring that was used to hold a barrel closed or something, which the question was even worth a shavakruta. They gave it to him. They said, marry him with the ring, and he said, hari amakudeshously. And they had a good time. They were laughing, and Chuvas and some of them were drunk, especially they were kashalaitis. And they had a very good time, but then the next morning there was a shaylah, this woman is an Eishes Ish. The question if this woman was an Eishes Ish or not, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger has Chuvas on this. It's not a one-time story. There's just about every one of the Gedalei Achrayim has a tshuva somewhere about someone who was Mekadosh a woman for a joke. Which is really the part of Kedushin Steik is totally the sugya later. There are a number of tshuvas on the topic. And Moshe even has one. In one of the co-ed modern schools once had a carnival to raise money for something or other. So they had a booth where you could marry your girlfriend. So they had a ring and pictures and the whole spiel. And afterwards, they had a shaila if suddenly their high school was mostly married women or not. It's a very interesting tshuva, which we'll touch on later in the get. Now, Moshe had Rachmanis, he did not write the name of the yeshiva down in his tshuva, in the printed tshuva. But the school many of you have heard of. But at any rate, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger deals with a number of shaylos here that are all you say that. One, it seems there was only one aide who actually saw the putting on of the ring. So do you have to be kechayshish for kedushin beit echad? That's one topic he goes to. Kedusha Tzvaik, where you have to be chayshish for Kedusha, when there was an umdana, it was a shame Tzvaik, which normally we are chayshish for Kedusha. The shaila, if it was worth less than a pruta, is that, do we say Shema Shava Pruta B'madai? Also he talks about. Then he talks about the Kuda of Negatas. And Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to learn that there's a fourth type of Kedusha, Keser Shtar Bia, three. It's a Mandi Yomar that Chuppah works the Torah's Kedushin. Now don't get confused. There's Kedushin and Nisuin. Kedushin is Keser Shtar and Bia. Nisuin is Chuppah. There's no machlaikis that there's such a thing as Nisuin. Alright, the machlaik Nisuin is Chuppah, Yichadrum. But Chuppah works off Nisuin. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking that there's a Mandi Yomar that says that Chuppah could work the Torah's Kedushin. So now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger declared, he took this woman under the chuppah, and he was mekadesha with kesef. Yeah, it could be that the kadesha kesef doesn't work, either because it's not worth the shavah pruta, or because there was only eid echad that saw it. It could be kadesha kesef doesn't work, but maybe it should work b'toras kadesha chuppah. If we're chayshish lahalacha for the shita, that kedusha chuppah works, so maybe it should work b'toras kedusha chuppah. He didn't have in mind kedusha chuppah. When the chassan put the ring on this girl, he had in mind kedusha kesef. He didn't have in mind kedusha chuppah. But that is a case of kinyan mayel v'kinyan sheina mayel. At the same second that he was doing kedusha kesef in a way that doesn't work, because it wasn't a pruta, they never ate apple. At the same second he was doing Kedusha Kesef, he was also standing under the chuppah, doing Kedusha chuppah. So if you're going to say, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds, that Kinyan Mayel, the Kinyan Sheina Mayel works, that if at the same second you're doing a Kedusha, any type of Kinyan, which works, and a Kedusha, and a Kinyan which doesn't work. So you have in mind for the one which doesn't work. Nevertheless, it's Chal B'Toras, the one that works. So this couple should need a get because the kedushah chuppah, that there were many eidim. Everyone saw them under the chuppah. So let it work. B'taris kedushah chuppah. Excuse me. Kedushah chuppah. Not necessarily. Kedushah chuppah pointed on the yom. Kedushah chuppah works. It works minatayr. We paskin that it's lechayshish for it. We don't paskin kedushah chuppah works, but. L'chayshish l'chumra, then maybe it does work. So maybe here, it should be, it's the case of Kenya, my old kinship.
What was Shivakabah?
What?
What was Shivakabah?
Ki chupa works without it, habi makabal anything. Is that the makabal anything? The old chupa works. So when she, that's the question, she agreed to Kedusha Kesef.
She did agree to Kedusha Kesef.
Well, the assumption is that she agreed, she took the
ring. She took the ring.
But that's the point. Even when someone takes something as a joke, l'chayshish, unless she said that she does it for a joke, if she accepts a ring, we have to be chayshish, then maybe she wants to take it. That's a separate part of the tshuva, whether being a joke is a hetzer. That's not the issue in this chelek of the tshuva. In this chelek of the tshuva, the issue is whether it works, the Torah's kinyan, my old kinyan.
But the whole kinyan here is by the ishah part, not the man part. No kinyan by the man.
Why? The man is kind of her.
Her, but
you
have to give
her
something. She makes
the king. No, you don't have to give the king. As long as you have a mind to be kind of king without giving.
She doesn't accept
the
king no matter what he does.
How do you know he didn't accept?
A woman doesn't have a mind to accept
the
kiddushin from him. Doesn't matter what he does,
he'll do a million different things. Why? If your kiddushin works, then you can take a woman under the chuppah and mikadosh shalom chuppah. You don't have to. What? No, the point
she
is.
She had no intention of getting married to him.
She had intention. She took the ring. Well, Faisha said she did have intention.
She took the ring to play a role with him. She couldn't think of me.
But that's what I'm telling you. The issue of Kedusha is like with Chayshish for Kedusha. We're not matter a woman because Kedusha is like. Without some other reason, we're not matter of Kedusha is like a lot. Because if a woman accepts Kedusha with Chayshish, that she accepted the Kedusha. I'm not going to argue with you about Kedusha is like now. It's not today's topic. We'll get to it. It's later in the paragraph. The issue now is the issue of Kinyan Mayel Kinyan. So Rekiva Eger, remember, Rekiva Eger's Hanukha is, Rekiva Eger's rule all over, is Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel works. So if Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shein Mayel all over works, so the Chayro Behet should work too. Correct, Rekiva Eger, I have a stira to my rule. When it comes to Kedushin, I have a stira, he has actually a few stiras to his klal. One is this rad, Gemara Memches, that this rad seems to indicate that by Kedushin we don't say Kinyan Mayel Kinyan Shein. Another kasha he asks is from the sugya of Mekadish B'milva. Now, halacha is if you Mekadish a woman, B'milva, she's not Mekadesh. Mekadish B'milva means, let's say the woman owes you $100. So you go over there and you say, you owe me $100, I'll be Michael the $100, Harry Amakudesh Asli, then I'm with the Mechila of the $100. It's not a Kedushin. Kimi Mekadish a woman with a Milva. Kedushin B'milva is any Mekadish. Shaila is, if you Mekadish a woman, B'milva Uprutim. You tell her, I want to be Mekadish you with, I'll be Michael the $100, plus I'm giving you a ring, or Shava Prutim. It should be Mekadeshes to me, B'milva Pruta, with both together. Be married to me with the fact that I'm basically using money, plus I'm giving you a ring. So now, Mekadesh B'milva Pruta, what's the difference? So there's a machlaikis in the Gemara. One man the Amar says, a Mekadesh B'milva Pruta is Mekadeshes, because Daita Apruta. Because she has mind to be Mekudesh for the ring or the Pruta, whatever she's getting in her hands. The other man, Yamar, says no. Mekadesh b'milva u'pruta ain't a Mekudeshes. Because daita a milva. The other man, Yamar, says no. If you Mekadesh a woman with a milva and a Pruta together, no. Daita a milva, and it's not Mekudeshes. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, even if you say Daita Milva, she has a mind, she wants to be Mekudesh with the loan. So that's a Kinyashayna Mayel. She wants to be Mekudesh with a Milva, which is a Kinyashayna Mayel. But at the very same second, she's getting a pruta. So why don't we say, even if daita amilva, why don't we say that kinyan mail, the kinyan sheina mail works? She has a mind to be kadeshes for the milva. And that doesn't work, because she can't be the kadesh isha with a milva. But at the same time, she's doing a kedushin of pruta also, so she becomes mekudeshes with the pruta. Why not? Second kasha, but I guess a few others, but these are the two kashas, main kashas.
Isn't this going against Kinegas Shaka?
What?
This is going against Kinegas Shaka?
That's the kasha, that this seems to be a steer to Kinegas Shaka.
Kinegas
Shaka?
Yes,
Kinegas is the kasha. So what's the teretz on this case? What's different about this case? Maybe I think it's obvious because so Rabbi Kiveg is teretz. Rabbi Kiveger answers that his rule of kinyan mayol, the kinyan she'ena mayol, does not apply to kedushei kesef. Kedushei kesef is different. And the reason he gives is one of the things that, that Shmuley was saying. He says, because by an Isha, we say, G'nai hula. For a woman, it's a G'nai to be Mekudeshes with something cheap. Now, she may be maskim to be Mekudeshes with a shtar. She doesn't care what it's worth, even if it's less than a kud. Because he's not, it's not given as kesef, it's given as shtar. But Lemaisa, if you're going to go under the chuppah, I mean, Mekadesh a woman, with not going to want to spend the money on a regular wedding ring, you're going to buy a 10-cent ring, I mean, the kandishar. So even though 10 cents is a pruta, but ganayullah, she's not going to be happy with that. It's a ganayta to be mukudeshes with less kesef than she thinks she's entitled to. Mimela, zavtra b'kiva eger. Even though everywhere, kinyamayel, kinyishenamayel works, however, by kedushe kesef, it doesn't work. Mamash. If she thinks you're Mekadisha with milvo pruta, with $100 loan, plus a pruta you're giving her, that means she feels that she should be Mekadish for $100 plus. Now you're telling the milva doesn't work, the Kedushin is with a pruta. Pruta? The woman doesn't want a Kedushin with a pruta. When she agreed to be Mekadish with milvo pruta, if you hold Gaita on milva, you hold that she would never agree to less than that. So Mimela, the reason it's not a Kedushin is because by Kedushin, women have Kedushin. They don't want to be Mekudeshes for a cheaper amount. G'nayula. She's getting the money, but the Kedushin is not with the money. In other words, she's getting the $100, but I don't think her it's the point of, when we say it's a G'nay to a woman, the point of it being a G'nai is not because she needs the money. She has to have the money. She may be marrying a rich person and she'll fall into a lot of money. But the point is that in the Maisa Kedushin, it's a G'nai to her. To do a Maisa Kedushin for a small amount. In the Maisa Kedushin itself, women are picky about what they're going to be Mekadisha with. And it could be you could give a woman thousands of dollars worth of gifts. But under the chuppah, a normal wedding ring, I don't know what it costs today, about $50. So for the $50, you're going to go under the chuppah and try to get away with a plastic ring, she's going to be insulted. Not because she needs the $50, but because it's a g'nai. What kind of way is that to be a Kaddish woman? A certain standard that she thinks she deserves. So Mimela, if you're a Kaddish her, if the Kedushin is the milva pruta, it's daita milva, I mean she's not nichel with the pruta. She feels that, well, especially that she feels that that's less than she's deserving of. And that's pshat in this ram. Kivega says, why do you need daita anaya? Because pashat, I would have said, it's a good thing for a woman with a piece of paper, you're going to be Mekadisha. The truth is, it's a strong svara. With a piece of paper, she's going to agree to be with the Mekadishas. So the ram tells us a chiddush, and he brings from a gemara, memches. That datayu the kedusha shtar datayu nami anayar. That there is such a concept that she knows she's getting the paper for the kedushin, and that has meaning to her. Getting the paper also has meaning to her. getting a piece of paper which says Hari Abakadesh, but that has meaning. That means something to her. You need that Taiwan Naya, or otherwise you'd have a payment.
I know that you have a bank for Star. She needs you have a Star.
If you give it back to Shtar Halvah, if we would say by a Shtar Halvah that Hayan Anayar, then yes, that will be Mukadesh. The Kesef of the paper of the Shtar. Now, just because we say that Hayan Anayar, when she has a piece of paper that says Hariat, which obviously has meaning to her, do we automatically say that Hayan Anayar, when you give her a piece of paper, that's a IOU piece of paper? I don't know. It could be that, could be not. We have to know if Chazal shuts up that the Taiwan Nayar. But if it'll be the Taiwan Nayar, then it's an assumption she's living with that. If not, no. This is how Rabbi Kivedri, this teretz is in the photos test, those of you who have in the second column on the second side, this is where he makes this chilik to answer these things. Now, this is Said. Now, we didn't get to the Svara yet, the Sol Riki Vega we're talking about. We didn't get yet to what's called in the Svara. But first, Rav Shmuel, the Mishnah of Shmuel, he uses this to explain the Shaila, if Hariyat Makudeshesli, when you give a woman a ring, any Kedusha Kesef, if you have to say Hariyat Makudeshesli betabazu, do you have to say b'tabazu? I pointed out to you in Rashi. Rashi just says Hariyat Mekudeshes Li. Doesn't say b'zeh. The pruta zeh. Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says enough to say Hariyat Mekudeshes Li. Shulchan Aruch it says Hariyat Mekudeshes Li b'zeh Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Now the words Kedas Moshe Yisrael certainly not ma'akev. That is no shayla. The shayla is the b'zeh. Is the bezeh or betabazu, as we say on the chuppah, is that ma'akiv or it's not ma'akiv in a kedusha? What's the tzad you should need bezeh? Tzad you should need bezeh is to make it clear that you want the kedusha to be with this. Lafuke is something else. She shouldn't think the kedusha is with the chuppah, or the kedusha is with anything else that's taking the brachas that are taking place under the chuppah. Maybe she thinks that when the Rav makes the brachas, that makes them marry. But when they drink from the wine, that they know. You shouldn't think that. You say, Hayam Deshli Bezeh. She should know with what. Rashi says, you don't need Bezeh. Why? So you should all figure it out yourself. Right? Because... What are you worried about? What are you worried? She thinks she's Mekudeshes with something else. She thinks it's a Kedushin with the bracha under the chuppah. She thinks the Kedushin is with the chuppah. She thinks, what's the difference? Ki Yimayel, Ki Yishen Yimayel. Ki Yimayel, Ki Yishen Yimayel works. So Ki Yimayel, Ki Yishen Yimayel works. So we may a little work here too. So the bezeh, alright, l'chatchil, we say bezeh. That's what we say. We're not fit to say it. But if you did not say it, but Rashi's saying it's not ma'akiv. If you say Hari Amu Kedeshes Li, you don't say Bezeh. What could be worst case scenario? She thinks the Kedushin is with something else, with the brachas, with the chuppah. So what? She's mechaber for a Kinyan Shein Hamayim. At the same time, she's doing a Kinyan Hamayim. And Kinyan Hamayim, Kinyan Shein Hamayim works. Some Amela here works too. So sure, that's why the Bezeh is not Ma'akiv. But we talk a Paskin. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says you should say Bezeh, the Chetshuva brings from Achrayim that it's not Ma'akiv. If someone got married and didn't say Bezeh, if you're watching the videos and see he didn't say Bezeh, so it's not Ma'akiv. It's a question of Kiveg. Yeah, it's true. The Rav Baruch Be'er of last week, Rav Baruch Be'er said that if you makadish a woman with Hariyat Mekudeshes Li, with Amira, and the Eidim did not hear the Amira. It was a bad Amira for whatever reason. So because Rav Arpa said, you have not mekudeshes with Asukim by saying the fact that you just under the chuppah, you would have said nothing, it would work. Rav Arpa said that if you mechavim to say, to be mekadesh a woman, the tariyat mekudeshes live. The Eidim didn't hear it. So we said that Asukim by Sinyan helps. You don't need the Amira. The Chassan under the Chuppah wouldn't say a word. They'd walk him down, and the Kala would come down, and she'd go around him a bunch of seven times, and then he puts the ring on her, and she doesn't say anything. He's married. Because Asukim by Sinyan, it's obvious. His intentions are obvious. Yet, Rav Baruch said, if you say, Harayam Kudeshus Li, if you want to be Mekadesh with an Amira, the Eidim have to hear the Amira. If the Eidim don't hear the Amira, or if the Amira is flawed, there's something wrong with it for some reason, so you're not Makudish for that Sukkim by Sin. Because you had in mind for Hariyat, not for Sukkim by Sin. That seems to be not consistent with the Sfar of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if you have a mind for a Kinyan HaMayel, and you do a Kinyan She'en HaMayel, right here it's not two Kinyonim, it's two parts of the Kiddush. Because you had in mind for Hariyat, and the condition's actually happening with Asukim by Se'inyan. So the according to the Kivegas Svara, Lachaira, it should work. It should work with Asukim by Se'inyan.
Somebody can get married.
Huh?
Somebody can't speak for the youth
married. A youth person, yeah. Youth person gets married by indicating his intention.
And
usually Ramesh has a tshuva about the people. He does motions to make an indication. Yes, because the Amira, for Bracha, you can't be answered with a microphone. But for Amira, the only reason you need to hear it is to know his das. He has to be Megala's das. So if you hear it with a microphone, that's also, he was Megala's das to you. He said it and you heard it. So that's that. It's not like a Bracha, which you can't be answered with a microphone. I remember as a child being at a wedding where they had a big Israeli singer singing the whatever it is that they sang. The chasna was in a place in the shul on a raised bima. They took out the bima, and I remember being there. I remember they pulled up the Eidim and everybody was crowded around the singer on the thing. I remember, I don't know if I was bar mitzvah yet, but I remember clearly the Eidim said, they called the Eidim to come up. They said, "Mishtupen zich nisht," you know, like it's okay. And they stayed down, and the kedushin was up. And they, you know, I don't think they saw the kedushin. I'm pretty sure they didn't see the kedushin. It was not a wedding. You know, Rapam was not beside the kedushin at that wedding. You know, I wonder at Hayayim, you know, if they're living in sin or they're in the kedushin. But anyway, the. Anyway, Rabbi Kiva Eger, sister Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chizur of Shmuel's application of it, Kinyan Mayel Kinshen. Okay, what is Kinyan Mayel Kinshen about Tali in the Svar? What's a Tali in the Svar? Why should. Alright, you have to start the other way. What's simpler? Which side is simpler? If you would ask me, before we learned anything, if you're Makadish and Isha with a Shtar, and the shtar is worth a pruta, but it's a possible shtar. Could it work with teres kesef? Well, let's say not kedusha shtar. Let's say moministic shtar. A person falls on something to be kainik, and really he did a different kinyan, a kinyan mayel kinyan mayel. In svara, what would you say? Which way is more blank? You should be kainik, you shouldn't be kainik. Not be kainik. Anybody vote the other way? Huh? Okay, so who must explain first? Who was saying the bigger chiddush at this point first? What do you say? Why should it not work? Okay. She's saying simpler thing is it should work. It should not.
I had in mind for one thing, it should not have been kind. You had in mind to be kind.
But I didn't do a Kenyan.
I had in mind because it was one of the ways and I had to see that I don't know how
long. I did do a Kenyan. So why are you not kind of with Kinyan Dalar Amis or Kinyan Chatzar, whichever one you didn't know about?
It's like I'm having my mind not to be fed with it. I want this and only
this. Didn't specify any of this. It could have been any other.
I'm phrased a little differently. I hope you have.
Right, so what I was pointing on.
Let's say simultaneously, at the same rega, at the same second. You're doing two kinyan. A kinyan needs kavan. That's for sure. Except for kinyan chatz. That's all right. Kinyan needs kavan. Okay, if you're walking the street, and $100 bill flutters down from the high, somebody loses it in a high building and it falls on your hat, and you're walking with it. Someone else takes it off your hat, so he's kainan, not you. So you didn't know. You can't be kainan, even though you carried it. You might have carried it for a few feet. But you're not kainan. Because even though you might have done a maisa kinyan, but without kavana, kinyan doesn't work. That's for sure. Kinyanim don't work without kavana. Now, if I have in mind for a kinyan she'ein amayel, should that help for a kinyan amayel? This thing should work. So what do you say? He's saying that you have kavana to become kind of the person, or kavana to become kind of a thing. So why isn't that good enough kavana? So is that a start if the kinyan and the kavana are not in the same place?
It's on the same thing.
Right.
But it's on the same thing.
It's on the same thing. What's the starting in the person's thinking? By karka, what's the starting in the person's thinking?
It's
only in him. Now what was missing by him? What was missing by him? He wanted to be kind of this money. This falling on it. So now we're saying, should he be able to be kind of with a different kinyan that he, that was a kinyan amayel at the same time? What? I had no. He only had das kinyan she'ein amayel. Does he have to have das to be kind of with dal and ams? That's the question. Rabbi Kideger holds that were it not for the fact that kinyan dal ams is the rabbana, we'd be talking about a kinyan d'oraisa. It would work. It would work. Let's say it's not dal. Let's say it's kinyan chatzur. Let's say something falls into your backyard. Let's say it's a chatzur she'ein mishtameres. The chatzur is not kind of by itself. So if you have in mind you want to be kind of a kinyan chatzur, it works. If not, it doesn't. So, let's say you have in mind.
Chatzur works. In this case also, you have in mind you want to be kind of, however, as it happens. And you have to specifically have in mind
that's the question. That's the clue to the question. Sorry. Again, what are the two tzadim? If you're trying to come out with two tzadim, what's the tzad it should work? What's the tzad it shouldn't work? I'll give you an example. I pick up something. There's a kinyan called hagbah. You all know, the powerful you kind of hagbah, right? So if I pick up this gemara, I could be kind of a kinyan hagbah. There's another kinyan yad. Kinyan yad only works on what's actually in the palm of my hand. Somebody wants to be kind of with kinyan yad, he doesn't have to pick it up. As long as it's put into his hand, he's kind. Let's say somebody wants to be kind of something, and whatever protrudes on the side, he's not kind of with kinyan yad. Only what's within his hand. So let's say someone takes a gemara and says, "I want to be kind of with kinyan yad." It's only the bottom of the page that's in his hand. The rest of the gemara kinyan yad doesn't work on. But he did a hagbah at the same time. That's an example of kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ein mayel. He thought he's been kind of with yad, and he actually did hagbah. So should it work or shouldn't it work? I'll be fine. So I'll tell you the truth. I'm a technical person. In my mind, svara should be that it doesn't work. You didn't do the right thing. Nothing personal. I'm just saying, the way I would think of it, I would have thought api svara. There's nothing wrong if you think differently. I'm just saying, why should it work? He had a mind to kinyan, yeah, he's not Moritz. He doesn't know. You really want to be kind of the Gemara.
I want to be kind of the Gemara.
Why can't you say you need to be claiming you need two things? You need das to be claiming with God, right? And you need a good team.
That's true.
And then you have both things, even though it's not the two things, it's not the same when you're not being claimed with the same thing. Sure, but the mind says you have both things.
So you separated the two things.
And you have
das. In the Birchas Avraham, he says something along those lines. Birchas Avraham says is that for a kinyan you need two things. You need a chalais, that becomes yours, and you need a maisa. You need to do the maisa of the kinyan. Is a maisa a kinyan? Which might be hakbah, might be yad, might be dalaramis, might be kesef, shtah. That's a maisa kinyan. Then there's the chalais a kinyan. What's the chalais? Chalais means the result. Whatever the result. He says this chakir is totally. In which kavana do you need for kinyan? If you hold you need kavana for the kinyan, if the din kavana is you need kavana for the maisa, so then over here it shouldn't work. So you have kavana for the wrong maisa. You have kavana for the wrong maisa. So if you have kavana for the maisa, if you need kavana for the maisa, kinyan mail kinyan mashem. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds no. You need kavana for the chalais, for the result. The din of kavana by a kinyan is that you need kavana for the result of the kinyan, that this should become mine. The din kavana is not in the maisa. You need a maisa kinyan, but you need kavana in the chalais kinyan. So memela, if I want something to become mine, so if I have kavana that I want it to become mine, and I think I'm being kind of with kinyan yah. So I'm doing the Maisa Kinyan Akbar. And I do have Kavana that I want it to be mine. You're saying, I want it to be mine. Kavana for the Chalais is enough without Kavana for the Maisa Kinyan. So this is the way we split it according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. We split the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa that you're doing, and the Chalais, the result of the Kinyan. All you need, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds by Kinyanim, is Kavana for the result. If you have kavana for the result of the kinyan, you want this woman to be married to you. Fine. Under the chuppah, you give her a thing, and you don't say bizar. It doesn't matter. She is mechava for the result. She wants to be married to you. That's good enough. That's good enough. Even though she had kavana for a kinyan, she thinks, you didn't say bizar. She thinks she's nikka with the bracha, or with the chuppah. Doesn't matter. Kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel works. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, unless she would be insulted by a smaller amount of kesef. But if that's not the case, generally, kinyan mayel, kinyan she'ena mayel works, because Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, you need kavana for the result, more than for the maisa itself. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's chiddush, the chiddush here of the Yerushalmi, where not for the Ran, I would say that Rabbi Kiva Eger is a